Why are some scientists saying the magnetic fields may switch sometime in the near future?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure exactly why that's being said. It's true the magnetic field does change. Earth's magnetic field does change on timescales from seconds to millions of years, and it does reverse every few hundred thousand years or so. But those reversals are really irregular. They're not periodic, like a ticking of a clock.
Right.
And so we're not quite sure when the next reversal will happen. It's quite a complicated issue. It's actually a very interesting one as well. There are measurements that suggest that the magnetic field is changing more rapidly in some areas than in other areas. And I guess that's what's leading to speculation about the next field change.
Right, so it's mainly speculation, would you say?
Yes and no.
Right.
So let me explain a little bit. So the main the magnetic field of the Earth is generated inside the Earth due to motions in the liquid core, and that generates the main field. However, those motions are very irregular, and it's not as if you have a solid, a well-defined object rotating around. There's sort of lumps and irregularities and perturbations and all sorts of microstructures in amongst that.
Right.
And it seems there's one of these structures somewhere underneath the Atlantic between South America and South Africa. And this extra lump, if you like, is causing a change in the local magnetic field superimposed on top of the main magnetic field. Okay?
Right.
So the main field may reverse sometime in the distant future, hundreds of thousands of years away, but these local changes are causing a local effect, and we're not quite sure how important that is, to be honest.
Oh, okay. What would the process of the pole switching be like for those living on the Earth at the time?
Well, it's not like changing flicking a light switch. It's quite a long, drawn-out process. The
right.
Earth's magnetic field has changed many, many times in the past, so we actually have a fair knowledge about what happens at the time. And it takes, 1,000 to 5,000 years or so for the field to reverse. And sometimes it doesn't even reverse fully. It sort of goes close to zero and then wobbles around a bit and then goes back to where it was before. So it's the period when it's sort of wobbling around, which is really quite interesting. And as I say, that would be a period of, 1,000 or a few thousand years or so.
I think I was reading somewhere that if the poles were to switch, they could switch to places like the equator and other like really warm places on the Earth. What would happen to those little environments around those areas when the poles have switched?
Yes, okay. Probably there's no real connection between the magnetic field and climate and weather.
Right.
Okay. That connection has not been demonstrated. However, there are other effects that would happen. If we imagine that the magnetic field is in the process of reversing, during the time when it's very low, what would happen instead of having a well-defined north and south pole, we would have perhaps a bunch of poles, sort of micropoles, because there's no real main field at that point. And so anything which relies upon knowledge of Earth's magnetic field would not work, would be totally upset. So many, many systems on Earth wouldn't function at that point. And in actual fact, the region of space around Earth, which has radiation belts that protect us from radiation from outer space, they would disappear. And that would have very profound effects for technology at the surface.
So what kind of human technology is reliant on magnetic fields, and how would they be affected with these fields switching places?
Yes, good question. A lot more than you expect relies upon Earth's magnetic field. So, for example, as I mentioned, around Earth are the radiation belts, and these radiation belts pose a hazard to satellites and, in actual fact, protect us from harmful radiation getting down to lower altitudes. So if these radiation belts were to increase, or for that matter, to totally disappear, then this harmful radiation, high-energy particles from the sun and other stars, would make it down to lower altitudes. So, for example, at the moment, right now, every day, you're exposed about 10% of the radiation you're exposed to comes from outer space. So what would happen is that 10% would increase greatly, and your exposure to radiation would go up a lot. And this would affect not just perhaps life on Earth, but certainly would affect technical systems. Things like satellites would be largely damaged, I would expect. Systems that are radiation sensitive, like electronics, avionics, might be affected, and even things on the surface of the Earth, which involve, for example, long conductors, long pipelines, and electric distribution systems, could also be greatly affected. GPS navigation would be affected. So a whole bunch of collateral effects. And so the effects, if this happened in our lifetimes, which it won't, would be very profound.
Have modern humans ever had to deal with something like this before or something similar? And if they haven't, how are we planning to, I guess, deal with the impeding, what am I trying to say, the impeding magnetic field switch?
Yes, yeah, very good question. The first answer is very simple. The last magnetic field reversal did not happen in the time of modern humans. It was about 780,000 years ago.
Oh, okay.
So well before, humans roamed Earth. So we don't really know what the effects would be, and consequently there's not really any significant planning for such an event. I guess the main point is that the magnetic field changes are really quite irregular and a long way apart. So there are many more pressing problems to think about than what may happen if Earth's magnetic field reduced in a few thousand years' time.
Right. That sounds very true. Now, some media outlets, such as The Sun, have said that the Earth or parts of it could be rendered uninhabitable by the process. Is there an outside possibility that the magnetic field switching could lead to a disaster?
Yes. I actually don't know if that's true or not, if that would happen. As I say, because the last reversal happened so long ago, we actually don't really know what its effects on life were. What would happen if the magnetic field disappeared is we would have strong radiation from outer space, as I mentioned before, making it down to low altitudes, and that might affect life on Earth. It might lead to higher rates of genetic mutation.
Yeah.
Whether this has had an impact in the past, we don't know. There's not strong evidence that this has affected life on Earth much in the past compared to other things, you know, major volcanic explosions and so on and so forth.
Right.
So I don't actually know. I don't think anyone would actually know.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
If regions will become uninhabitable.
It sounds like another new challenge for humanity in the next, as you said, a couple thousand years. So I guess we don't have to worry about it in our lifetime, but maybe humanity does in the future. Thank you so much, Professor, for talking to us this morning about this really interesting thing that could happen to the Earth in the distant future.
Sure, it's a pleasure. Yeah, thank you.